Hey guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. Today's episode of Date Fails is brought to you by Quip. Thanks to Quip for supporting Date Fails. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/datefails, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's Quip, Q-U-I-P. Guys, this episode of Date Fails is weird for me. It's 5 o'clock on Wednesday night. I'm shaking. Ah, this is so weird. Okay, so here's the deal. This episode of Date Fails is awesome. You'll hear it was recorded about a week ago. I think we recorded this last Wednesday. My friend Aiden Park is back, and it's really funny. I had a date fail last week. There's some updates on the wizard story, but I recorded this impromptu with Aiden because something funny happened and we wanted to talk about it. Then the next day, before I posted the episode, I got the news about my dear friend, all of our friend, Brody Stevens, the comedian who sadly committed suicide last week. And it, first of all, I couldn't post the episode because I was just like, nothing seemed funny at that moment. Also, it just, I couldn't do anything. I was really, really sad. Brody, I'm not going to do a whole episode about Brody right now because everybody's talking. I mean, we're all talking about it, and I've posted a lot about him. And he was so positive and inspirational. He's been on this podcast twice. The truth is that it was a really, really hard loss for myself and for a lot of people in the comedy community and for his fans. And I think he's going to be one of those people we all learn from even more after his death, because he was so committed to mental health and positivity. And if I did an entire episode talking about that I'm sad that I lost him, that wouldn't help anybody. And it's not what he would have wanted. So I am posting the episode we recorded last week because it's really, really funny. One. And also it's interesting because the death of a loved one makes everything in hindsight seem not that important. Like the stuff I talk about, you'll hear on here about the wizard. Now I haven't thought about any of that once since last week. All I've thought about is Brody and what an impact he had on so many people. And how he was so strong and he fought his battle with depression so bravely and publicly. And he talked about what he was feeling. And to not continue to fight through the feelings we have about his loss would be disrespectful to the life that he lived. And so out of respect for his memory, I am going to post the episode we recorded because it's hilarious. I'm going to be more vocal about what I struggle with mental health wise, because I think it's important to share what we're going through. And the reason that I've been able to push through the feelings of losing him are largely the reasons I can are largely because of watching his Periscopes and listening to him speak about his struggles. And it makes you go, okay, if he was fighting that hard, what I'm dealing with isn't that bad. I can fight, and we all can fight. So this episode dedicated to Brody, even though nothing on here is about Brody and it's frivolous. The one thing that I will say about Brody is, as someone who knew him, you know, fairly well, not as close to him as some people, but have had a lot of conversations with him about my personal life and mental health and his. And I will say that I don't think that Brody was in pain. I don't think he was walking around depressed all the time. I think he was up and down and he struggled. But I don't think people say that message of his positive push, that enjoy it, believe it, push and believe. These were all things Brody was constantly pushing. And people are saying now, like, oh, you know, the darkest people have to convince themselves sometimes. I don't think it was that. Brody wasn't dark all the time. And he wasn't, he believed in positivity. He believed that everything he got, he manifested through positivity. If you go back 2 weeks ago, I believe, or 3 weeks ago, I did a podcast with Brody, and I put his podcast here on the Date Fails feed. And he said he manifested all his success through positive thinking, and that was what he believed. He had my understanding of suicide is that sometimes it only takes a moment where you're so in the dark and you feel you can't get out. And I know that Brody had been switching medications and he was trying to get well. He wasn't trying to die. I know he killed himself, but I believe that sometimes suicide is like an accident. You have a moment where you're out of control, and that's what he had. But his message was so powerful, and he changed so many people's lives, and he was so brave the way he dealt with it. So many people are afraid to admit they're in pain or afraid to show what they're going through. Brody wore it all on his sleeve. And he, not only that, he pushed himself to get out and get on Periscope. You know, I'm going to start Periscoping more because of Brody, because there's days I don't get on Periscope because I feel like crap, or I look like crap, or I feel sad, or I feel like I'm just not funny today. Why should I get on? But you know what? He did it. He committed to showing you guys reality, the reality of what he was and what he was fighting and who he was. So I think for me, the inspiration to take away from Brody's life is that there's nothing wrong with just being yourself and wearing it on your sleeve, and people can learn from it and you can help people. And I just want to say I love Brody. I love you, Brody, and we all miss you very, very much. And I'm so grateful for the time I had with him, that he touched my life. And that's how I want to remember him, as a warrior and a person who had a positive impact on everybody around him. So let's all try to be that person for someone else. That's the best way we can respect him and respect his memory. And if you're in LA, you can come out to the Comedy Store Tuesday night for, we're doing a benefit show for Brody's family and for different mental health organizations. And also, if you go on my Twitter, there's a link to where you can buy a Brody shirt to support as well. And I bought one. So, all right, let's do this. Date Fails time. Guys, one more time. Today's Date Fails is brought to you by Quip. Big thanks to Quip again for supporting the podcast. You know, one of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. Yet many people don't do it properly. I know for me, brushing for 2 full minutes can be a struggle, which is one reason I love an electric toothbrush, because there's a timer on that puppy that forces you to brush for 2 minutes. And, you know, it's nice to have a toothbrush that's electric that you don't have to plug in. That's my favorite thing about the Quip, to be totally honest, because it's easy to take on the road. A lot of electric toothbrushes I would always leave at home, and I would just take a crappy toothbrush on the road because I didn't want to have to deal with plugging in electric. And Quip is great because it's battery charged and they send you refills, so you don't have to worry about recharging. And that's my favorite thing about it. So I think, you know, you guys should definitely invest in a Quip. If there's one ad I run on here that I think is super duper worth it, it's this one. It's recommended by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. That's a great price. If you look at electric toothbrushes, that's like half the price of even the least expensive competitor. And if you go to getquip.com/datefails right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/datefails, getquip.com/datefails. Go do it, guys. I don't know what else to say, but this episode of Date Fails, just remember when you hear it, everything is in the past. And we've all moved on to better things now. The wizard anger is gone, but I think you're going to love it. So enjoy it Aw, enjoy it.
How crazy is it that I've never seen the show?
You've never seen Three's Company?
No. You guys, Aiden's back. Hey, it's Kate. It's Date Fails. Aiden, last time he was over here, it was like, we should start doing Three's Company pop-ins because we always are happier when we just see each other. Like, even if we're having a shitty day, we spend like a half hour together and we're both happy.
Woo-woo!
Right? Yep. But he said Three's Company pop-ins and I was like, I've never seen it. What do you mean?
Three's Company. You know like how like people just like walk in, it's like a sitcom, like, hi! Oh, it's Mr. Furley! Hello! Hi!
Yes!
Oh, it's you!
I need to watch, let's watch an episode of Three's Company next time you come over.
It was Michael's favorite show.
What was that noise?
Oh, there's people moving in.
Oh, I know. I opened the blinds today and there was all this furniture outside my apartment and I was like, can I have this?
I was thinking the same thing. I was walking by and I was like, oh my god, this is a garage sale. Can I take this chair? But I think they're moving.
Can I just tell you that my friend, I won't say who because I don't know if she'd be embarrassed or not. I'll let her do it. But my friend, who is a very like beautiful, put together, well-known person, was telling me that her and her mom go dumpster diving. She was like, we have found the most amazing things in dumpster. And I'm like, what do you mean you go dumpster? Like, you actually, she's like, Kate, you don't understand. Like, we found jewelry. We found microwaves that still work. I'm like, but you're not.
Microwaves that still work from the dumpster?
Vacuums. She said we found a diaper genie that was like brand new.
What's a diaper genie?
It's like a thing for moms when they change their kids' diapers. They put like the diaper in there and it keeps
that's
it from.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry. Diaper genie. That's what she bragged about it?
I feel bad. Now she listens to this, I'm gonna feel really bad.
Oh man.
But no, you don't understand. Like, I felt the same way at first, but then she started talking about it, and I was like, it actually made me think she is so much cooler just because, like, this is a girl that you would never, if you looked at her, she's so stunning. And like,
does she know of any good spots?
That's what I said. I'm like, yeah, we should do this together one time.
Can we go?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in a dumpster. I'll reach on the top.
Like, I'll get in a dumpster. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
We have to get like hazmat suits.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'll rent one.
Where do you buy a hazmat suit? Okay. So
get your listeners to donate it.
Yeah. Does anyone listening have a hazmat suit? Because if you do, I don't want to know why. I don't think you should borrow a hazmat suit from someone because I feel like wherever it's been is probably not a safe place.
Can they buy a new one and then send it?
Can we just go to Home Depot and get the things you wear when you paint and walk in mud?
Well, considering the luck you had getting a bonsai tree or whatever you got the last time.
Look at my plant.
Oh, it's cute.
It's dying.
Oh.
I think it's dying.
Is it?
I'm not sure.
Why is it tilting? Is that why it's tilting?
I stopped watering it so much because you know what? Of all the fucking plants, it smells a little when I water it. And then I think I'm not allergic to like anything, but the smell of that plant gives me a little bit of like a headache.
You should throw it away.
But it's so bad. Cute.
It's bad juju.
No, but since I started watering it less, it doesn't smell as strongly and it's still living. It's just that one piece looks like it kind of fell, but it might be that I'm not sure how much I'm supposed to water it. They told me I barely ever have to water it. And my shaman said I have to keep it alive for 6 weeks.
Wait, why?
So I can get a pet.
What? What are you talking about?
My shaman said I'm supposed to have two living things in here.
You are?
Two plants.
Why?
And I only have one and one plant. I don't know. It's something like, about the energy of it.
Everybody's supposed to have
Two living things besides you in your apartment.
What about two guys?
Well, yeah, he said if you can keep a plant alive for 6 weeks, you can get a pet. If you can keep that alive for 6 months, you can have a relationship. And then I was like, what about kids? And he was like, I don't think that's a good idea. I was like, he gets me. He does get me.
That's so funny.
So, okay. So my friend is coming over to do my hair in 15 minutes. My friend Jessica. So you guys, Aiden shows up today and I'm like, I have to tell you about my date fail last night. And then I was like, let's just record it and I'll pop it into some episode at some point. So I have now 10 minutes to tell you this story.
Yeah.
Okay. This is so funny because maybe I'll just post this as a baby episode because it's so funny that you were here, 2 days ago? And I was like,
No dick, Aiden. No dick. No. If you, she texted me. Literally, people. She's been texting me like every 2 hours. If you have any dick, I'll kill you. I said, I'll hunt you down.
I did. I said, if I'll post the text on my Instagram. I said, if I find out you're fucking someone right now, you have to move into my kitchen. Okay. So here's what happened. So last night, I think it was the full moon. I'm serious. That super moon.
It was a full moon.
I know it was a full moon, but I mean, I think the full moon was making me a little like, not depressed, that's not the right word. It's just lately, I never feel lonely, even when I'm alone. I never have a moment lately where I feel like if no one's around or answering my texts, that I'm like, I feel sad.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it could be that I'm PMSing too, who the fuck knows. But for some reason, last night, around like 6 or 7 o'clock, I just started to like feel that like kind of lonely feeling, but not lonely for like a guy, just sort of like, I don't know. I was in my house a lot yesterday. I love that they're moving the day we decided to record. So I was in my house a lot yesterday. And since I came back from Missouri, I always take a day or two to decompress when I get back in town and I don't hang out with people. But then if I don't hang out with someone by like the third day, I'll go insane, you know?
Yeah.
So last night, the point is, I leave my house with no real aim. I'm just like, I'll just go to the store, walk around a little. Maybe I'll text some people, see if anyone's hungry, get food. So I text a bunch of people. I text you. You were in San Diego. I text Krista. She was busy. I text like a whole bunch of my friends. Everybody kind of had stuff going on. And then I went a couple places and I just was kind of like feeling weird. It was so bizarre. But I was proud of myself because in the past, I could have sunk into depression, but then I thought, like, what could the reasons be for this? Well, this full moon, I'm PMSing. I'm not going to worry too much. I just got to get out of it.
PMSing is a big deal.
I never used to have symptoms of PMS until the last, like, 2 years. Seriously, it must be my age. I don't know.
Maybe.
I never had mood swings. The last 2 years, I'm starting to, but only for, like, a day.
Okay.
And I know it because of my Instagram. Like, I'll get offended by troll comments that I wouldn't usually get offended by.
Right.
And I'm like, my period's coming. It's crazy.
I think periods are like, you're bleeding literally, right? I know nothing about this. You bleed, right?
I love that you don't know.
For like 3 days,
right? I don't know anything about hemorrhoids. Well, you bleed. You bleed between like, well, for every woman it's different, but 5 to 7 days usually.
Dude.
But everybody's different, and the more athletic you are, the lighter your periods are.
What a burden.
Which could be actually why for me, most of my life I played lots of sports and I was like really fit. So, and I've slacked on that a little. Well, just I'm busy now, so I don't have time to play tennis 6 days a week. So that's probably why. People don't need to know this.
Seven days a month you bleed.
Well, it's not like, yeah.
You don't really think about it, but I mean, that's, I mean.
Most women, I don't know if everybody's different. This is a terrible, guys are going to hate this combo.
Whatever, like, they should know.
Okay.
They should know. You know, I don't know anything. I'm sorry, guys. This is a part of the women
right.
You're dealing. You know what? You know what? You should know this.
Try not to yell.
there's a lady moving furniture outside. And I'm like, you should show them.
She's staring. She's like, you tell them, sweetheart.
No, but you guys should really know.
Well, I mean, I'll
women
say this
bleed
then.
For
I'll say this then.
I'm sorry.
There was an article in a magazine. I forget which magazine, but it was like a major women's magazine just yesterday. Marie Claire or, well, that's not a major. I forget which one. But anyway, someone sent it to me because it actually is about period pain. And they said when a woman has menstrual cramps, it is more painful than a heart attack, like scientifically, like it's higher on the pain threshold. So the point is that first day or two when the girl has crazy cramps, you think she's being overdramatic. It's legit. Like, and I just found out I have this thing, this condition that is like your uterus is falling out. Not really, but like mine is, I have like a thing going on where my first day of cramps are literally like getting stabbed over and over and over again. It's nuts. Now I have like really strong pain pills I can take the day before.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, I had a day over Christmas. I was at my mom's. It was the first time it was progressively getting worse, but it was the first time this happened where I woke up in so much writhing pain, I was throwing up from the pain. Like, you know when you're in so much pain, your body just I started throwing up. I was like curled up in a ball. For like a whole day. It was insane. So then I went to the doctor. But the point is, I was moody yesterday.
I'm sorry. I think if you're like fucking a woman, then you don't get the luxury of saying, I don't want to hear about your period. No. You don't get to do that. You're fucking her the other 21 days, the 7 days she's not bleeding. Or maybe you're fucking her while she's bleeding. You don't get the luxury of being like,
yeah. I will say that, I mean, there are certainly women that are way more affected. I've been very lucky my whole life that I've had an easy time with that. Like, I don't get super moody. It doesn't last long. It's not heavy.
Because I think it's hilarious. You just said, I was curled in a ball, throwing up from the pain and not moving. But, you know, I'm lucky that I am not affected by that.
Well, no, but I've been lucky because that just started in like the last year.
Oh,
the last year it started. But before that, I mean, like my little sister, her whole life has had such bad periods. Like, it used to be that she would have to take the first day or two off school when she would get it, like in high school.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, like some women, and if you have like HPV or certain STDs, it makes it. So I'm just saying comparatively, I've been lucky.
Oh, wait.
We
need to hurry.
I need to tell the story. Okay. Here's the story. I'm going to tell it fast.
Okay.
Sorry about the period talk, fellas. Okay.
No.
Okay, Aiden, don't go off.
Don't apologize.
We don't have time.
Good. Go.
Okay. Here's what happened. So I'm lonely, whatever. But my friend Sarah calls me, Sarah Fasha, which it turned out I just needed to talk to somebody. So then we talked for like an hour. And then I felt like I went for a drive. We talked. I got a coffee. I felt not as lonely.
Great.
I felt good. Came back home. Started working. Also, I kind of looked cute. Like yesterday, I like put on makeup and I looked cute for no reason. So then when you do that, you're like, now I have to do something. Like, why did I get ready for no reason? So I come home and I'm kind of debating. I'm like, maybe I'll go to the comedy store. Maybe I'll stay in. Then my friend Jessica texts, the one who's coming to do my hair. And, I text her and just said, what are you doing tonight? And she said, I'm at a bar for a pinball league. She's in a pinball league.
Nice.
Yeah. And she's at this bar downtown LA that I'd never been to before that was amazing. It had a whole room of pinball machines, a whole arcade room, and then like a really cool outdoor lounge. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go.
Great.
It's different. It's downtown. Let's do it. So I go there. We have the most amazing time there. Like, it's, first of all, hilarious because people are going to get mad at me for saying this, but I want to say that I do benefits for autistic people and my nephew's autistic and I love autistic people and I think I'm autistic. But I said, I don't think I've ever seen more autism in one room. I felt like everybody in the pinball league, I was like, there's got to be like one person on the spectrum on every team because they were like obsessed and they were savants. And like, these guys knew like tricks on the machines and like, but not in a way, like I feel bad now even saying that, but it's just like,
you know, like in the movies, how they like hip bump the machines and then it like bounces the ball one way.
Some of them, but this wasn't like a tournament where it was like all pros. So like some of them were like that. And then others were just kind of like my friend Jessica, who's like, I'm here cause it's like nine dicks for every vagina. It was almost all dudes.
Were there gay guys there?
I don't know. Probably.
Fuck.
We should go.
I'll join.
Dude, it was so fun. Just going there was fun. So anyway.
Okay.
So we do that. That's not a big deal. Nothing really happens there, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, by the way, is this racial profiling? I'm going to offend everyone on here. I go in the bathroom and there was a bathroom attendant at this place. It was this Mexican lady and she was cleaning. And then, but she also, I didn't realize she was a bathroom attendant. I thought she was just cleaning. She's cleaning a stall. And when she came out, I asked her if she does homes because I'm looking for a maid. I said, do you clean apartments too?
Was she offended?
I don't think she really spoke English. She just kind of laughed, ha ha. And then she sat down and I realized she's a bathroom attendant. And then I felt really bad for asking because I'm like, she might not even be a maid. I just assumed that because she was cleaning.
Well, if you can clean a bathroom, you can clean a home.
That's what I thought, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And good. She's cleaning a public bathroom. She's a pro.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I would have asked if she was white or Asian. She happened to be Mexican, but I would have asked either way.
You're so funny.
Anyway, I was really concerned. I came out. I was like, am I racist?
Oh, whatever. Okay. Tell them, get over it.
Okay. So then we hang out there. Then we go to the comedy store just because I'm now in a great mood. I'm like, let's go do something. So we go to the comedy store. So fun. it was a little weird because it's the first time I've been there since all this like story came out and stuff. But it was like also nice because it was just seeing people that I know. So sure. It was fun. Then this guy texts me that works at a bar who we have had this ongoing flirtation for like 2 years. And long story short, he's one of those guys that's hot and he always flirts with me. But anytime I've tried to kick it with him, and I've tried many times, there's always something. He doesn't reply to the text. He makes a plan, then doesn't follow through, whatever. He's clearly not dateable. 100% not dateable. Right. Okay. But I never really think about him until every now and then, if I want to have a free drink somewhere, I'll pop into a bar or I'll pop into the bar where he works and he'll like hook up me and my friends with a free drink, whatever, right? So last night, he happened to text me, "Where are you at tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, we're right up the street. We'll come in for a drink." So we go there. And he's so weird. We get there and he's not how he usually is. He seems cold, stressed out. He doesn't hook us up with any drinks.
Oh.
Like he texts me. It was so bizarre. And I was bothered. So then when we left, I was like, I gave him a hug. I go, "Are you okay? You seem stressed or something." He's like, "It's really busy here."
And he texts you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, I had actually texted him earlier in the day, "Are you working tonight?" But then he texted me and said, "Where are you at?" Like way later.
Right,
so like,
right.
It wasn't like I forgot all about it. We weren't going to go there.
Yeah.
So then anyway, I leave. And then after I left, I text him and I just go, "I hope you're okay. You seem down. You're a hot guy with a cool job." He works at a great bar. I'm like, "You're a hot guy with a cool job. Keep your head up." I just felt like it was really weird.
Yeah.
And I thought something's going on. He texts back, "Well, life could always be better." And I go, "Are you okay? What's wrong?" And he's like, "Nothing." He's like, he goes, "I'm just heading home, long night." And I'm not going to lie. I was so buzzed. And suddenly I just wanted to fuck this guy so bad.
Okay.
You know, the other day how I was like, meaningless sex means nothing now. Apparently they're still gonna like, so I wanted to, I mean, when I say I wanted to fuck him so bad, I came home, he's home or going home. And then he's like, "Life could be better, long night." Mm-hmm. And then I go, "Where are you going?" He's like, "Home." And then I was like, I don't know how to explain this. When I got sex on the brain, it was like I was feral. Like, I was like, "I am fucking him." So I said, "You know, I'm buzzed enough. I might join you."
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I skipped over, because I've tried to make him date me a million times. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So I told Jessica, I go, "I think I'm going to fuck this guy." And she goes, "Are you sure it's a good idea?" And I go, "Well, I'm never going to date him. I barely ever see him. He's really hot. He's probably good in bed. And I don't like him. So he's perfect."
Okay.
So, okay. The long story short, I hate that we're running out of time.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wait, I need to hear this. Hold on. Okay. So I say, "I'm buzzed enough. I might just join you." And he goes, "Oh, God, don't do this to me." Because there have been a couple nights. This is my issue with this fuck. There have been a couple nights where we flirted at the bar, and then later we like will be like, "Why don't you come here? No, you come here." But it never happens. But it's always, in my mind, it's him, because he takes so long. It's like 5 a.m. by the time he wants to come. Or like the first couple times, I wasn't planning to. I never just fuck somebody. You know me.
Yeah.
Even though I see this guy at the bar all the time, I don't even know his last name or anything about him. Yeah. I just know he's a bar manager. So every time I've tried to invite him over, it's because I'm having like people over after hours from the comedy store. And I'll be like, "Why don't you come kick it with us?" Because I want to get to know him. He never comes. But he always sends me texts like flirting.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think this is one of those dudes that just wants attention, but is never going to follow through.
Or he might be gay.
Or has a girlfriend. That's what I thought.
Okay.
So at one point I even said to him, I go, you strike me as a guy who has a girlfriend or some situation, because
yeah.
you know, you take hours to text back. You flirt with me at work, but then you never want to get together.
Yeah.
He has texted me a couple times.
You said this to him?
Yeah.
Yesterday via text?
No, I said it to him in the past when I was trying to like maybe date him. And he's like, no girlfriend. I'm definitely single. He's like, I work six nights a week. I don't really try to date. He has, to be fair to him, text me once or twice to meet up when he's out, but it's always like at night when I'm already, you know, it's like 11, he's out with his friends. He's like, why don't you come meet? So point is,
we're going to find out the truth today, aren't we?
Well,
I have a guess, but I'm not going to guess.
We should find out the truth.
You don't know the truth?
I'll tell you.
This is what I think. Wait, no, you have to tell me. Okay, fine.
Before you tell me what you think,
yes.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Then you tell me what you think.
Okay.
And then we will talk to him and find out the truth.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what happened. So all that happened in the past. But last night now, in the moment, I'm dying to fuck. I don't care about the past. I don't care about dating him. In my mind, I'm thinking this could be a one-night stand. Who gives a fuck? So I text him back, I think I'm down, send me your address.
Oh.
Yeah, I go, just give me a minute, I just got home. Really, because I wanted to shave my legs. That's the truth.
Okay.
So I'm like, I need 10 minutes, shave my legs. Otherwise, I'm good. I showered right before I went out.
Right.
So I shave in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I pick up my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, the last text he sent me, he said, let me know if you're really down to come over. What did he say exactly? I have to tell you. Oh, here's what he said. Let me know if you're really about it and I'll wait up.
Okay.
That's the last text he sent.
Yeah.
But he sent it while I was in there in the bathroom.
Yep.
So he sent it. 10 minutes went by.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, you're the one who better be really about it.
Uh-huh. And then?
And then he never fucking responded. So 5 minutes goes by. I sent him that text.
Yeah.
5 minutes goes by. Because now it's almost 3 o'clock. It's
right.
like 3 a.m.
Right.
Okay. 5 minutes goes by and I write back, you have 5 minutes to answer this or I'm masturbating and falling asleep.
Okay.
And he never replied.
Ever.
And then that was 5 minutes. And then after 5 more minutes goes by, I go, okay, FYI, I would have fucked you to death tonight, full moon. And I sent him a photo of my ass.
Ah!
And he never answered.
Ever replied.
It's 2 o'clock today. He never fucking answered that.
Mm.
He said he has a roommate, but he did send his address.
Mm.
And so like, if I would have gone right away, there definitely wasn't a girlfriend. Now what I thought might have happened is like some other chick from the bar texted him in that 10 minutes and she went, which I don't even care. But if he fell asleep, that's one thing. But To not wake up and answer an ass photo.
Wow.
And either way, I'm tired of it. Like, I was so horny. And then I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. And then here's the best part. George Perez texts me. Because I had texted him earlier, you're going to be at the store. He texts me at like 4 a.m. And he was awake. And he's like, I don't even know why I'm up right now. And I go, I got stood up for a sex date. And he's like, that blows. I'm watching porn. I was like, me too. So
meaning success means nothing to me nowadays. I love you, Catherine.
but like, what happened? Why did I suddenly want to fuck?
This is
the moon.
It's the moon.
It's the moon.
But you know what, Catherine? You remember you told me? Okay, I was listening back to our episode. You haven't had any in almost 3 whole months.
Yeah.
That ain't normal.
And me and this guy have had this, you don't understand. Me and this guy have had this ongoing sexual tension for like a year and a half. And I actually wrote, this is what I wrote to him last night. I go, why have you never kissed me? I go, you're the manager of the bar. You're telling me you can't find a dark corner to pull me aside and make out in. I said that to him.
Yeah.
And he was like, I've been dying to make out with you. And I was like, make it happen.
Catherine.
Tell me. He's gay?
I don't think he's gay.
I don't think he's gay.
I don't think he's gay. Well, there's two options. I think either he's gay and like, you know, some people are like so repressed about their being gay that it's not even an option to them. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one. But I think what's really happening is he does have a girlfriend, not a girlfriend technically, but like maybe like a long distance, something's happening, or one of those situations where I'm like with this girl for her health insurance, or I'm with this other girl for my health insurance, or something, you know, some kind of situation,
obviously a situation,
guilt, something. Yeah, it's not about you at all.
Oh, I don't think it's about me.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's about me.
Yeah.
I just think it's like...
he's got something going on and he's not telling you. He's not close enough to tell you. He feels guilty about flirting with you, wants to go forward, but he knows if he goes forward, then it'll make a mess of a situation. And he feels guilty about his health insurance, blah, 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 or some kind of bullshit.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm 1,000% correct.
It's so weird because one night his roommate was there and like his roommate was trying to do the wingman thing. Like, you know, he's a really good guy. But here's what I don't trust. He told me he's not on Instagram. He's not on any social media. What guy is not on any social media?
Joe is not on Instagram. Joe is not on social media. Joe is not on Twitter. And he was married and living a double life for 20 freaking years. Joe wasn't on Instagram. Joe wasn't on Twitter. So you want a Joe in your life, Catherine? Did you see what Joe did to me?
What did he do to you?
He didn't do anything, but he like kind of... No. He didn't do anything. But we know he lies, right? We know he lies.
Well, we know he has lied.
And we know he like kind of like...
We don't know if he lied to you.
We don't know if he lied to me. But we know he lies, and we know he's secretive, and we know he's keeping something. Right, Catherine? Right?
Right.
Right. You don't want a guy like that? That's the kind of person that doesn't have Instagram and Twitter. As a bar manager, please give me a freaking break.
I hate everyone today. I'm so angry at men today.
Well, you're like, bleeding, honey.
that's true. But also, here's the thing. Also, I can't say it.
No.
I just hate that I'm not... Because I don't want to drag out the thing.
Can I say this? I will say this and then it'll prime you to be able to say it. Listen, Catherine is worried about seeming like she's dragging this out forever, blah, blah, blah. But really, there's a lot of things that are really interesting that's happening in terms of the Ryan situation. So please give her a fucking break so she can talk about it if you feel like it. And actually, you know what? Fuck you if you think she's dragging it out. That's your fucking problem because the listeners are interested. So go ahead, Catherine.
You're right. I shouldn't care what other people
think.
Who
cares?
It's just, there's something new that comes up every day that I get angry again. And I know at this point that I should be like, this person is obviously a psychopath.
People are so obsessed with this saga. My ex-boyfriend that loved Ryan Adams listened to your podcast so she can follow this. So don't feel like you're dragging it out. People want to know and they demand the truth, Catherine.
Well, all I'm going to say is I saw a message today. This is the other thing too, is like, I'm really actually the happiest I've ever been. I feel in a great place, but lately it's like every day I wake up to 8 or 9 messages with updates on this from people. And I don't mean people I know. I mean like strangers that are like messaging me. Like one girl messaged me, I heard your podcast and I had to pull over my car because he did exactly the same thing to me. And it's just like, I'm getting thank you messages from women and men, by the way. There are men also who are like, he fucked me over business-wise and da-da-da, whatever. But what made me really fucking mad today is that motherfucker in a message to a girl who sent me the screenshot of it said, you can't believe anything she said. She's a stalker. She was just a fan who was stalking me.
I'm sorry. Isn't this the same girl that he drugged and then she was so nervous?
Can't say.
Okay. Well, I mean, he drugged everybody. Okay. I'm not getting specific. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. You can edit it out.
Listen, the drugs thing doesn't matter. Okay. I'm not going to say what he does in terms of drugs because who knows? Yeah. None of my business. I know what happened with me and him. Okay. Yeah. But I will say, if I was a stalker, first of all, you gave me the code to your house, you sick fuck. You gave me 4 books, 3 shirts, a pair of fucking slippers, not to mention sent me text saying, I can't live without you. I don't want to be on earth without you in my life. I love you. I know you don't believe me. Please don't do it. So fuck you.
Yeah.
The only reason I showed up at this guy's house one time, uninvited, once. You know why? Because he threatened to kill himself. So fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I can't believe he called me a stalker. But that just goes to show you that after all, and this is today. This message was today. So after everything that's happened, that sick fuck still doesn't feel 1 ounce of any of this is his fault. Crazy.
1000%.
So I'm not trying to drag it out, but
you know,
like,
what my ex-boyfriend said, you know, that last letter that you received on Instagram. Remember when we addressed that last letter?
The one
when we addressed that, remember the Instagram message is like, oh, what do I do if I do? Am I doing this? Remember that listener who wrote
to me? Yeah, right, sorry, about I was that, confused. Right? Remember I thought that? You meant a letter from Ryan.
No, that letter from the listener.
Yes,
my ex-boyfriend who was a marriage family therapist thought that might have been from Ryan. But you want to know something? I argued against that because that listener, okay, that listener was taking responsibility, wanted to take responsibility. And Ryan isn't doing that still.
Forget
he's such a
that.
Piece of shit.
The reason I know that Ryan didn't send that message is because it was perfect grammar. All you have to do, and by the way, the only other thing I'm going to say is all you have to do to see the kind of person he is go back through his Twitter history, Google, like even the tweet that he deleted the day before the New York Times story came out, he tweeted the most fucking I want to find it and read it. He tweeted at the New York Times this message that was like, run your smear campaign. Do you have the truth? I do. My people don't give a fuck about you. I'm going to take you down. He like is threatening the New York Times. So if he is tweeting that at a newspaper, imagine how he talks to the people closest to him when he feels like they've betrayed him somehow. Fuck him. I'm just mad he called me a stalker because I'm definitely, if anything,
cares.
I've never shown up at anybody's house ever except for the guy that was shooting holes in his wall.
And the police report guy.
That's him.
Oh, good. The same person. See, that's only once then. That's
one
okay.
Guy.
That's okay.
Okay. No. My friend is here.
Okay.
We told the story. So as far as the guy goes from the bar, we'll call him bar guy.
He's secretive.
Oh shit. We were just going to come out to help you. Okay. Jessica's here. We're going to get the details on the bar guy and then we're going to do a follow up where we tell them what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, guys, I might post this as a baby episode, so you're welcome. Love you long time.
Bye. Catherine.
Okay, you guys, I'm back. So I just had Aiden on the podcast. Obviously, you know that because you listened to the first half, but for me, time has passed. And we told you about last night, bar guy didn't answer me. The last photo I sent was, I would have fucked you to death. Must be the full moon with a photo of my butt. Not nude, but a full moon. Yeah, I won't send nudes anymore. I'm very paranoid. So anyway, it was a pretty hot pic though. I showed it to Jessica. She thought it was pretty hot.
I approved.
Yeah, it wasn't new. I didn't like take it for him. So anyway.
A recycled pic.
It was recycled. I only send recycled pictures to guys that I'm pissed off at.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that kind of currency.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. So anyway, now we have new information. So Jessica's here now. Jessica Licata.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys know Jessica. By the way, you guys can't see me right now, but Jessica does my hair. She's a hairstylist and a makeup artist. She's amazing. She does my makeup for like all my photo shoots and everything. And she put these foils in because I'm adding lowlights and highlights to my hair. And I have, how many foils in, Jess?
Probably 60.
60 foils in. And so I'm holding the headphones to my ears because I don't want to fuck up the hair color foils. So I look like an alien and I'm podcasting with the mic in one hand and the other hand, I'm literally having to hold the headphones up. They keep falling off. Okay. But I wanted to have Jessica on here now because she shows up to do my hair. Aiden, my little gay boyfriend, had to go. Bye-byes. And Jessica was like, well, we listened to the beginning of the podcast because I wanted her to hear the story because Jessica was with me last night.
I was.
At Pinball. And then afterwards at the bar, and she has been with me many times over the course of the years. Well, it's been like a year and a half. How long has it been that I've been flirting with that guy? Not quite, probably a year and a half.
It's over a year. Well over a year.
You're right.
It's like your birthday, because I arranged your...
We don't want people to know the bar.
I didn't say where.
I know, but they can figure it out.
Oh.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's been over a year.
It's been well over a year.
A year and a half, probably.
Yeah.
So we've been flirting, and Jessica also knows that I've gone through the cycle with this guy of maybe I'll use him for business, because I might podcast at that bar, too. He's kind of hot. Our initial, by the way, you guys, our initial encounter was I actually went into this bar to talk to the manager about possibly doing my podcast there.
That's right.
Yeah. And I met him, and we kind of hit it off, and I took his card for business. And then a few times he texted me, and he would flirt a little. And then I was like, are we using this number for business or pleasure? Because we can't
That's
do both.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember you told me about that one.
Yeah. And he was like, hopefully we use it for both.
Both. Right. Yeah. That was like right when all of this first started happening.
Yeah. And by the way, this is not like a Me Too situation.
Not at all. This guy's
just a bar manager. Okay. I could go to any bar in town. But and he was professional at the beginning. He was like, but it's your call or whatever, you know. And then over time, we flirted, and I tried to date him a few times, and he would say things like, I'm really bad with text, just call me. Like, I would text him at like 1 o'clock and he'd answer at like 7 and be like, oh my God, I'm so bad with text. You should just call. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why don't you call? You're the guy. You call me. You're the one that said, use the number for pleasure. And then I tried to get him to take me out. So a few times he tried to just bang, right? Well, he never specifically said that, but it was always like, let's hang after.
Implied.
Yeah, let's hang after I get off work at your apartment. I would say that's implied, wink, wink, hookup, right?
100%.
But every time he did that, I was like, I don't do that. I don't just hook up. And I finally said to him, you seem like a guy that's just trying to fuck, which is cool, but that's not where I'm at right now. And then when I would say that, he'd be like, that's not true. It's just the only time I see you is like 2 o'clock at night, 2 a.m. at the bar. But he's full of shit. He could take me out.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, sorry, I'm touching the mic a lot. Okay. So anyway, point is, you guys heard a lot of this already, but I just wanted you to hear it with Jessica sitting here because she was there. Right?
Yes, I was.
And also, wouldn't you say that some nights when we go to that bar, he would be super attentive and flirty?
Oh, totally.
And then other
free
nights.
Free drinks.
But then other
snacks,
nights.
Snacks.
Oh my God, he would give
nachos,
us free meals. Chicken nachos.
Chicken nachos.
For free.
Yeah, totally. The platter.
Yeah.
Platters of food.
Do you know what I think? Well, we'll talk about what we think happened. But yeah, he used to give us free stuff. I think a couple times I went in there with men, but just friends, but like comics or whatever. I went there once with Jim Florentine when he was in town. And I think that this guy started to get a little maybe like butthurt just that we never hung out. But he also didn't try hard.
If they're not, yeah, he's not trying.
Not trying at all, right?
No, no.
Okay, so anyway, Jessica shows up and she's like, what happened last night? Because the last text I sent Jessica was, I'm thinking about fucking bar guy tonight.
Yes.
I'm dying to fuck.
And my response was...
Yeah, I said that earlier. I said, she said,
are you sure that's a good idea?
And then you said something like, not judging, go for it, but just want to do my diligence as a friend. And
totally. Devil's like advocate. That. Totally devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Well, I think because I try to be fairly pragmatic in, I don't know. I mean, like, this guy is such, he's such a fuckboy.
Yeah, I know. But you know what the thing is? I think for some reason last night, finally, I was like,
did you see him clearly last night? Did it like come into focus?
That's what it is. I suddenly was like, okay.
Oh, fuck, I see you.
This guy is just a fuckboy. And I was like, he's kind of, it's hard to explain, but I have a really hard time fucking a stranger, like someone I just met. I really have only in my entire life done it, I think once that it was really, I just met him. There was one guy in Vegas, the stripper, mm-hmm. but that guy was a friend of a friend. So he wasn't like a stranger.
Right.
And then there was one guy who was a football player, but like, even that guy, we talked for like hours. I know it sounds crazy. I mean, I know that's still a one night stand or whatever, but like, it wasn't like I just saw him was drunk. This guy, all our interactions are where he works and they're never more than 5 minutes long. I don't know anything about him, but I've been out around him enough times that I feel comfortable.
Sure. I think, is it a false sense of who he is? Cause like, is he wearing like manager mask?
We know what I mean? Nothing about him.
Nothing.
I don't even know his last name.
No, nothing.
Yeah. So we really don't know. But the point is, if he was a stranger, like if I had just met him, I wouldn't have, like for some reason last night, it just suddenly, I was on my way home in an Uber. I was buzzed. I was horny. And I just, I don't know, man. I wasn't just horny. I was like, someone is getting fucked tonight. And you know what? There's no guy in my picture right now. There's literally no guy that I could hit up.
Not even an option B?
No, because the only guy who I have hooked up with before that I would even consider hooking up with again is a guy that I could see myself wanting to date. So that's a bad choice.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And the other guy, who is my one ex that we would always like fuck and then like crazy shit would go down.
Of course.
We'd kill each other. I decided that that's never happening again. And I'm proud of myself that I didn't text him. But the point is, I was like, it's on. And it wasn't just on. I was like, I'm showing up in lingerie and heels and I'm going to like fucking like tie this guy up. And I was like,
rabid.
Oh, I need to get it. So anyway, and then when he didn't respond, I was fucking annoyed, sexually frustrated, up all night. I couldn't sleep because I was just like, grr. Anyway, so Jessica comes today. I tell her the whole story. And what did you tell me?
So last night, as I was sitting down at our little table, and I being the observer of, I don't know, always all the shit going on around me, I usually tend to kind of hang back a little bit. And you had gotten up from the table, and I was sitting down, and I saw him walk by. And there were some girls sitting at the bar across from us that I had noticed. And there was some stuff in their body language that all of a sudden he was standing right by them and one of them reached out and touched him on the small of his back. And I was like, oh, they're fucking. That's what the fuck's going on.
Oh, you think they've already fucked?
She was trying to fuck him.
Wait, definitely,
like her vagina was talking to him. Not that I saw anything like physically, but what I'm saying, like, you know, when
her vagina was talking to him. Oh my God.
You know, you see those girls where you're like, you might as well just wear a big vagina on you.
Was this girl wearing, was her midriff showing?
I'm trying to remember. She was sitting down.
Okay.
She was the two girls. There was that one that talked to you.
Yeah, there was one that like,
and it was her friend. To her left.
Okay. See, here's the thing. I have a feeling this guy, he's a manager at a really popular bar.
He's got so much pussy being thrown at him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because last night, it was actually funny. When I went up to talk to him at
pussy
one point.
Waterfall.
Yeah, I went up to talk to him at one point, and it was actually really funny because I have to stop saying it was really funny. That's such a bad habit because it's not that funny.
It's not that funny.
It was interesting. This girl saw me talking to him. And came up, and she had to be like, I'm not exaggerating, like, she had to be 21.
23 max.
I don't know if it was the same girl, but this girl that I saw, she was like really young, teeny tiny, her whole stomach was out.
Different one.
Okay.
Didn't see this one.
So this girl walked right up, and it was like she saw me and Jeff talking, and she came up, and she's like, I think we're going to get going, babe. And she totally, like, got between us and hugged him. And I was like,
oh, my God.
But I was kind of, like, laughing to myself because the thing is, this is why I decided I could.
That's the female equivalent of, like, a spike strip right there. Boop. She just rolled that right out in front of you. She's like.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the moment I knew it would be okay if I fucked him. Because I didn't care.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't like jealous. I was like, whatever. Who gives a fuck? I didn't feel any sense of like, oh, she's trying to move it on him. I was like laughing in my head at just like, oh, wow. Like, this guy has probably got like 20-year-olds trying to fuck him every day. So then I was like, okay, well, if I fuck him, it'll probably be once. And who cares? And I was buzzed enough.
I wonder if he's a dead fuck. Do you think he's one of those guys that's like super good looking that he doesn't do any of the work?
I don't know, because I kind of did think, I wonder. Because here's the other thing.
He doesn't seem to have like a whole lot of like game. You know what I mean? Like there's not, he's not even putting moves.
He seems like a guy that gets so much pussy, he's like half-assed trying, but he doesn't really care.
No, because it's being offered to him on a platter all the time.
Talking the mic.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I have a habit of not doing
That's
talking.
That's okay. No, you're
mic.
Fine. But so anyway, so once Jessica said that, I was like, oh, it probably was what I thought. Probably he was texting with multiple women in bed, and then
whoever calls first.
Minutes that I took to shave my legs. I took 8 minutes. It wasn't 10. It was 8. I double checked the text. 8 minutes to shave my legs. And he apparently fell asleep.
Fell asleep in parentheses.
The only reason I'm hesitant though to think that someone else showed up is because he did send his address 8 minutes prior and said, I'll wait up if you're really into it. And sent his address.
Hold on a second, though. I just thought of this right now.
Okay.
Address. Do we know that that's actually, in fact, his real address? Like, did you do a drive-by or anything? And
a
like
drive-by?
We gotta go
crazy?
Stalk him.
It was like 3 a.m. and I was drunk.
That's
so
true.
Glad
that's
I didn't
true.
Go.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go, too, because you could have ended up on a corner in West Hollywood somewhere, for all we know.
Why would he give me a fake address?
Because he's crazy? I don't know.
We don't think he's not crazy.
He's not crazy. He wouldn't be working where he works.
Do you know
if he was
what
that
I
crazy.
Think?
But
maybe,
also,
do you know what I think maybe?
What?
But this could be arrogant of me to think. Okay, well, here's what we know. It could be, one, that he has a girlfriend or someone he's involved with enough to where he hesitates.
Of course. Yeah.
Two, it could be that one of those chicks or multiple came by.
Right.
And who cares that he sent my address? He can just not, or sent me the address. He can not answer, whatever. That's probably what it was.
Right.
Or three, what I like to think in my egocentric mind is, so he supposedly isn't on social media and he knows I'm a comedian and he knows that I have my podcast and he knows a little bit about me, but he supposedly has like never looked me up and doesn't
Lies.
Have social media. But everybody else at this bar he works at that
they
works there.
They fawn all over you.
Well, they're kind of like, you know, some of them are kind of like fans or whatever. I don't know. They're maybe not fans, but they at least know me. So they're all like other servers and bartenders there have tried to make a move and he's seen it. And I wonder if he's either one, butthurt, or B, a little intimidated, maybe. Like, what if he's not good in bed? Am I going to tell his staff? What if his dick is small?
Oh, I was, micro penis. That's always.
I don't think he has a micro penis.
I don't know. I mean, he's got that. Big dick. He's got big.
He's got big dick energy.
For sure.
Yeah. He does not have micro penis
energy. Yeah, he doesn't have micro penis energy at all.
And he's sweet. Like, he kissed me on the head when he hugged me.
Was it a forehead kiss?
I was wearing a beanie. And he kissed me over the beanie. But the fact that he even did that. I
hate it
when
guys do that. That's such an intimate thing. The kiss on the forehead, the kiss on the third eye. Too intimate
third
for me.
Third eye?
Yeah, right here, right between your eyebrows.
I like when guys kiss me.
I love it when a guy does that to me. But also, I'm like, we have to be more than friends. Like, I can't.
Of course.
I can't have that be like a casual fuck doing that to me. Because I'm like,
friend
that just
kisses your forehead.
I had a boyfriend do it to me once. And I was like, I was in love with him.
No, but what friend does it?
I'm just saying like a fuck boy. I don't want a fuckboy doing that to me.
No, fuckboys should not hold hands with you.
No.
In fact, I think as little mouth kissing as you can get away with. Start out with the mouth kiss and then get off the mouth. And I don't know, no cuddling. No, I wasn't going to spend the night. I was going to go fuck
like
him and come
anyway.
Home.
I don't like cuddling anyway.
Yeah, well.
We can touch toes maybe if I like them enough. But
touch toes?
Yeah, they can touch. Our feet can touch after the fact, but don't cuddle me. Makes me sweaty.
Good. That's great. Well, You're going to get a lot of DMs from guys being like, I'll fuck you and not cuddle you. No problem.
I know, right?
Well, so anyway, we still don't have a solution. Oh, but there is one more thing. There's one more thing. So while Jessica was putting the foils in, he did text back. I forgot to tell them, though, the text I just sent him this morning. Well, not this morning. Now at 2 p.m. or whatever time it is. I was like, I'm so angry. Fuck this guy. Watch this. Because the last thing I sent him was a photo of my ass.
It's very vulnerable.
You better... Not really for me. I don't give a fuck. Find it on Google, but... I mean, I really don't care anymore if someone doesn't... I don't care really if someone doesn't reply to that because I know I have a nice ass.
Right.
But it's like, I have fun fucking with people because I know that they should reply and they know they should reply. So then if they don't now, see, I've changed. It's like, it doesn't actually bother me anymore. Now I can just have fun with it.
I think having fun with it and then raking it for some material is always.
That's always helpful.
One, totally.
Well, so anyway, I wrote to him just now, guys, at like 2 o'clock. And I said, hey, you're dead to me. What did I say? You're dead to me.
Dead to me.
But then I put the laughing emoji, so I didn't seem totally serious. And then I wrote dead with like 8 D's and 3 unicorns for some reason. I don't know why. And I sent it. And then he just responded now, which is like 30 minutes later. Well, that's lovely to wake up to. And I'm like, does he mean my ass or the part where I said you're dead to me? And by the way, it's 3 in the afternoon. You expect me to believe this guy fell asleep at 3 a.m. and slept 12 hours?
Lies.
That motherfucker was fucking. And you know the fucked up part? I don't even like him and I was so horny last night. I might have been down for a threesome. He should have fucking, that dumb fuck. You missed out, yeah, bar guy.
Wah, wah. Too bad for him.
But I decided that that it was the universe protecting me because I'm not supposed to fuck him.
Nope.
I would have been up all night, which I was anyway, but that's fine. And I'd be massively dehydrated.
It would lead you down a dark path.
Yeah. Maybe I would have got pregnant and had little bar babies. Who knows?
It could happen.
Anyway, so the point is...
I saw other things going
Jessica
on.
Jessica saw him flirting with other women.
I saw him flirting with other women.
She thinks he was fucking other women.
I don't know.
I don't even care.
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. I mean, we're all grown adults. Yeah, yeah, we're all grown adults.
He can fuck them all.
But also, at the same time, it was just one of those young women that was kind of throwing herself at him in a manner as a woman who is in her 40s watching a younger woman throw herself at a man when she's trying to play it cool. It's always fun to watch.
I enjoy it.
Oh my God. It's so much fun to sit back
and watch.
We should
go out one night and do it for fun.
Oh my God.
See what happens.
Let's do a running commentary. Cause I love sitting back. I love smoking a bowl, sitting back and observing people and doing like the running commentary as people go by. Oh my God.
You know, it would be a fun thing
Glorious.
To do. You know what I think would be more fun than watching people? I think it would be more fun to go out one night and come up with like 6 different ways that women typically hit on men and try them all and see the different reactions.
Oh, yeah.
I've never thrown myself at a guy like in an overtly sexual way that's just so over the top that they're like, that they'd be like, like it might be fun to just try it and not really go home with them. Just like do it at a bar just to see what happens.
Oh, man.
Like imagine going up to a hot stranger at a bar and where they don't know who you are, you're never going to see them again. And just literally just being completely like, I'm sorry. I know we don't know each other, but
oh my God.
I just want to take you in the bathroom and just fuck, like just see what would happen. Or
that just sounds like a quick road to herpes.
Maybe not, well, I wouldn't do it, but I just think it'd be interesting to see. Cause I bet you a lot of guys would be freaked out and turn you down.
Yeah, but what happens when the one guy's like, all right, meet me in the back in 5?
You're like, okay, then you leave.
Next bar.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we covered it. That's it. We need to take these foils out. It's been 21 minutes, Jess.
Yeah, I think my
hair going to be too blonde? Oh, my God.
We're going to find out. Hold on.
We got to go.
I think the timer went
off. All right, say goodbye to the people, Jess.
Bye, people.
Bye, people. Love you long time. This has been Date Fails. This is your bonus episode. Enjoy.